the podcast that I'm listening to. Just I love how God loves to speak to his kids. And I love to share those things that God just kind of pricks my spirit. Sometimes I know it's for me. Sometimes I just feel like the Holy Spirit says, hey, I want you to share this with my children that listen to Food for Thought Friday. And I always get excited because it's such a variety of things. I just kind of let the Holy Spirit guide and direct these things I share with you. And I want to share something I saw posted. It was a Facebook page I used to follow called Stories of Hope, and it was done by a Christian, but he sometimes would use Bible verses, quote people, missionaries, pastors, people that are just wonderful followers of Jesus. But he also would share some practical advice we could apply in our life. And unfortunately, he stopped doing the Facebook page at the end of March, so really, really disappointed. But he shared this one post one time. It said, 5 ways to kill difficulties in your life. And I thought, you know, man, that's a pretty strong statement. But as I read the 5 things, I thought, you know what? Some really good stuff here. So I want to share those 5 things with you from the Stories of Hope Facebook page. Number one, you want to kill a difficulty in your life? One, you just got to accept the situation. Acknowledge the situation you're in and accept it. Denying or ignoring the problem won't make it go away. Acceptance helps you to remain calm and to find a solution. Say it again. Accept the situation, acknowledge the situation you're in, and accept it. Denying or ignoring the problem won't make it go away. Acceptance helps you to remain calm and find a solution. You know, we all know it. Sometimes we come into a difficult situation and we just don't want to deal with it. We're kind of in denial. And, you know, I know that we have to do that sometimes, a mechanism just to kind of protect ourselves and to preserve ourselves and to persevere. But, you know, there comes a point, friends, when we have to accept the situation as it is. And, you know, I know that's easier said than done, but I really do believe somebody listening or watching on our YouTube channel, you need to hear that today. That you need to say, okay, God, this is not what I saw my life playing out as, but I know that you're going to help me get through this. Philippians chapter 4, verse 13 says, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. Romans chapter 8, verse 28 says, all things work together for those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. And friends, if you're a follower of Jesus, he has a purpose for your one and only life. But sometimes it's hard to accept that when we're in a difficult situation and one we didn't want or didn't plan on. A second way to just persevere through difficulties in your life is to focus on the solution. Focus on the solution. You know, instead of focusing on the problem, focus on finding a solution. If one solution doesn't work, try another till you find one that works. And, you know, I've been guilty of that, friend, sometimes focusing too much on the problem and not getting on the solution side. And sometimes when you're worried and discouraged, you do. You just have to ask somebody else to say, you know, hey, help me focus on helping me with some finding solution to this problem. And it's very helpful sometimes, because sometimes we can get exhausted mentally, emotionally, and even physically trying to figure out a solution to a problem. Especially when we've been letting the enemy get us to focus on the problem too much. A third way to help overcome a difficulty in your life is to seek help. Seek help. Don't be afraid to seek help. Talk to someone you trust, such as a friend, a family member, a pastor, or a therapist. And just know that they can offer support and advice. You know, I think Satan loves for us to keep things inside. A lot of times, we don't ask for help because we're struggling with pride. We're embarrassed to say, hey, man, I'm struggling with this situation, whatever it is, friends. And you know what it is when I mention that. And yet I'm so thankful I've learned when I've opened up and said I struggle with this insecurity or this fear or whatever. Somebody will say, you know what, Greg, so do I. And, you know, the enemy wants us to think the more different we are. Well, what I've found is when I am vulnerable and open up to somebody else about some of my fears or worries, then it allows other people to do the same thing and realize, you know, hey, I'm not the only one. And a lot of times that person can say, you know, hey, here's what helped me when I was dealing with this thing you're fearing with or worrying about what happens. And the thing I love is that 80% of things that we worry about or that we sometimes get in fear in, they don't even actually happen. But the enemy loves to keep us discouraged and not focused on how big our God is. We focus on how big our problem is. And I love that God works all things together for our good. We've talked about that a lot this week in Romans 8:28. So know that. But key is to ask for help. I mean, Jesus, he never asked us to do anything he didn't do. Remember, before he was getting ready to get arrested and go to the Garden of Gethsemane, okay, he asked Peter, James, and John, kind of his inner circle, to go with him and to pray. And he said, you know, my soul is overwhelmed to the point of death. I mean, that's a guy feeling some stress. And remember when he was praying in the Garden of Gethsemane, and when he was praying, his perspiration, because he was so nervous about what was going to happen, actually became blood droplets. And friends, that is physiological true. Our bodies, when under extreme stress, our sweat, our perspiration, the droplets of our perspiration can actually become blood droplets, because our body, it's that way of releasing the stress. But yet Jesus, in getting ready to encounter the most horrific, painful thing that any of us could ever go through, he asked for help. And so today I want to encourage you to ask for help. And here's what I know, friends. If you know you don't have anybody else you can talk to, two things. Number one, if you need immediate help, dial 988. You can text it or call it. It's just like 911. We ask for medical emergencies and things. Well, 911 is a mental health crisis hotline. And, man, if you're struggling with your mental health and it's leaning into thoughts of hurting yourself, whatever, man, I want to encourage you to dial 988 right now or text 988. It's available 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. If you think, you know, I'm a little discouraged, but, yeah, I'm okay for right now, but I'd like to talk to somebody, and, you know, go to our website, hopeishere.today.org. That's hopeishere.today.org, and I will reach out to you and see if I can help. If not, I will help put you in touch with somebody else that's available to help. So it's okay to ask for help. It's not a sign of weakness. Asking for help is actually a sign of strength, friends. So please, please ask for help if you're walking through a very difficult season in your life. A fourth thing that we kind of struggle with when we're going through difficulties in our life is we need to take care of ourselves. We need to take care of ourselves. Dealing with stress by doing things you enjoy, such as exercising, meditating, or spending time in nature. I mean, friends, that's huge. That's one of the things I struggle with, and I've had to be reminded by friends and when I saw a Christian counselor said, you know, Greg, you're always taking care of everybody else, but what are you doing to take care of yourself? And, man, exercise has been so helpful to me over the past few years, and just spending some time just talking with God and then listening to him and just trying to slow my calendar down. I don't schedule as many breakfast meetings as I used to. I still have some, but I try not to schedule as many. I'd have four or five a week. And I just know that sometimes I just need extra time with God, friends. And that's so, so important to do that each morning. A fifth thing that can help us get through a difficult season in our life is learn from the experience. Learn from the experience. Every difficulty we go through in our life, friends, is an opportunity to learn. It's a chance to reflect on what happened, what we learned, and how can we use this experience to become stronger and more resilient in the future. I kind of like to use the example, you know, about how your faith muscles increase when you go through a challenging situation, you know, a health challenge, maybe a relationship ending, and we just get discouraged and we want to give up. And then yet when we look back over life and think, God, you got me through that situation, that financial hardship, through that medical challenge, through a relationship I thought was really, really going to last a long time, maybe even lead to marriage, and it ended in a divorce or breaking up. And God, you got me through those. You'll get me through it again. And so it's so helpful to know that we can lean on experiences in the past and see where God has been faithful and helpful. And thing I love, the Bible talks about that, you know, once we go through something that's been painful to us and we walk hand in hand with God and he helps us get through to the other side, a few years later, you know what? We can be the one extending hope to somebody else and comfort and share with them the same way that God helped us. We can help other people. And I've seen him do that in my life over and over. Philippians chapter 1, verse 3 says, every time I think of you, I give thanks to my God. You know, I read that verse recently. I thought about a precious lady that volunteers at our church, but my goodness, she's retired, and We couldn't pay her enough for all the things she does, but a precious lady named Ann Allison, and just such a blessing to me, to Gardenside Christian Church. There's so many people here in Central Kentucky. She's just generous with her time, a listening ear, words of wisdom. She's definitely a grace-filled person, but also will speak truth when that's needed. And, man, I need that balance. And so I just sent that verse to her earlier today before I recorded this program, just saying, every time I think of you, I give thanks to my God. And so I don't know who it is that, you know, came to mind. We all have an Ann Allison in our life, somebody that just lifts our arms up to God and just helps us when we're kind of weak, we're worried, we're discouraged, with a text, a phone call, maybe a small gift card just to say, hey, enjoy yourself, thinking about you, praying for you. And I just want to encourage you maybe to send Philippians chapter 1, verse 3 to him like I did Ann. And just, it says, every time I think of you, I give thanks to my God. Man, you're talking about making somebody's day. I said it because God laid that on my heart, and Ann just sent me such a heartfelt response and reply. And it just blessed me, even though I was trying to bless her. But I want to encourage you today to reach out to somebody, cut and paste Philippians chapter 1, verse 3, and just let them know, hey, every time I think you, I give thanks to my God. Because, man, we just don't want to miss out on opportunities to be able to bless somebody else. And sometimes we miss that blessing because we're not willing just to take 30 seconds and send a text like that. I love Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32. Be kind and compassionate to one another. Be kind and compassionate to one another. Oh, friends, sometimes it's so hard to do that when we're hurting and life just got really, really difficult. But you know what, friends? The fruits of the Spirit, if we ask the fruit of the Spirit to be in our hearts, our minds, and our souls, and our lives, it says that those fruits of the Spirit are love, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, and self-control. But man, we have to invite the fruit of the Spirit to be in our life. And people can see it. They can notice the difference. I saw a friend recently that I hadn't seen for a few months, and they were like, oh my goodness, there's just like a different vibe about you, a different just kind of, I don't know, feeling spirit about you. You just seem so peaceful. And I just laughed because I thought, you know, it must be the fruits of the Spirit, because, you know, actually things have been kind of really crazy busy in my life right now and had some challenging situations go on. And yet, you know, I was so honored that they thought, you know what, you just have this peaceful aura about you. And I just said that, I just told them, I said, it's totally God and Jesus just walking with me through a difficult and challenging season of life. And I'm so thankful that we can trust God and know that he will do that. And he will make a way when there seems to be no way. And you can stand on that promise today too, friends. I love this quote. Fortunately, I don't know who wrote it. Just said unknown, but it says, don't cling to a mistake just because you spent a lot of time making it. I want to show that again. Don't cling to a mistake just because you spent a lot of time making it. Friends, I just want to encourage you today, if you made a mistake, said something you shouldn't have, done something you shouldn't have, just to get on your knees, ask God for forgiveness, then accept that redeeming grace that Jesus offers to us, because he took all our burdens, all our iniquities, all the things that separate us from God, our sin, and he took all us upon the cross. And if we accepted Jesus, Lord and Savior, we can know that we can be forgiven, but we need to ask for that first and foremost. And if you've never been baptized, friends, I want to encourage you to do that. There's no greater feeling in the world. Well, unfortunately, out of time, you've been blessed by this program. I hope you share it with somebody else. Have a great weekend. We'll see you on Monday. My name is Greg Horn, and this is Hope Is Here.
Ladies, join us May 10th at 10 a.m. for brunch and to hear Emmy Award-winning TV news anchor and author of Controlled Burn, Brooke Martin. Brooke is a former guest of Hope Is Here and will share Emmanuel, God Is With Us. This free event will be in Lexington at Gardenside Christian Church, Saturday, May 10th at 10 a.m. RSVP at GardensideCC.org. That's GardensideCC.org.
We're all looking to quench our thirst with something cool and delicious. How about making it refreshing, healthy Hybrid Spring Water? Sounds great, doesn't it? Call Hybrid today at 858-4407 and have an attractive Hybrid water cooler delivered to your home. Your family will love cool, refreshing Hybrid Springs Water. A Hybrid cooler is great for the office as well, or if you prefer, the Hybrid staff will be happy to discuss its top-of-the-line filtration systems with you. Call Hybrid today at 858-4407 and get your Hybrid water cooler or filtration system today.
Life 99 WJMM FM Keene, a service of the Christian Project.